Enamorada de verdad, mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual.
There we go. We are here again to continue with this hour. And we hope that you are enjoying, you know, to be with us here in Cristo the Rock. Vamos a continuar en esta hora y queremos invitarles para que ustedes se mantengan con nosotros. Keep with us, and we want to have a good time this last hour. You know, now is the last hour, so welcome to everybody that has just reached us, you know, in 100.7 FM KWRD. Cristo the Rock. Tenemos una música muy buena. We have a music. Y también estoy aquí introduciendo a Mirna, que va a estar con nosotros. Y sabe que this is going to be a good show. You know, just be prepared. Be prepared well. Because since we started, you know, last the first hours in this Saturday night. And right now, you know, wake up with Cristo the Rock en un nuevo día. You know, that's so beautiful, you know, to be around everybody, you know, this hour, you're driving on around the streets and the Metroplex. I hope you have a good time, you know, since 9 o'clock. I can say what I can say. I can say nothing. Yes, I hope that you enjoy it, you know, what God is doing for us in this espacio, you know, that this stations give us. Así es que gracias a Dios. Y yo voy a empezar. Tengo una música buena. I have a do you hear, you know, all the people in this show says music with message, you know, música con mensaje, porque en verdad eso es la música que nosotros estamos preparando para ustedes. Así es que quédese con nosotros, le vamos a estar dando un contacto donde usted nos puede encontrar. Claro, usted puede hacer login con nosotros, Cristo de Rock. .com, CristoTheRock.com, and TheWordFM.com, and you find each of the members that you hear every Saturday. You can find us over there. Usted nos puede encontrar, and nosotros estamos a su disposición para servirle. ¿Cómo puedo decir? Do you already know? You know, there is a lot of ministries, pastors, guests, you know, that we have in right here, so that you can reach us. We are available to you if you go the Cristo de Rock. CristoTheRock.com. Así es que en este momento voy a ir con una música muy buena. Es de lo más reciente, de una grabación titulada Mira los Cielos. Y es una mezcla de música de sur, centroamericano y de ese sabor latino. You know, it's a music from Central and South America. You know, the flavor of our music. But I'd be like to say is right now, give it a word to Pastora Mirna. Hola, ¿cómo está usted? Ajá, disfrutando
aquí este nuevo momento con ustedes.
Sí, amaneciendo.
Gracias. Ajá, exacto. Oye, oh, yeah, amaneciendo.
Es domingo. It's a Sunday right now. So,
cierto.
A toda la gente que está despierta, so everybody, ¿no? That has wake up right now.
Amén. Sí, mm-hmm. Claro que sí. Dios les bendiga a todos. Estamos contentos este día de yo estoy feliz celebrando aquí con Sarita en este programa, dándole un saludo a todos y esperando que se gocen en este momento que vamos a tener de música latina, como está diciendo mi hermano.
Música, música con mensaje. And I know, like, Tina is here with us, and I know she was thinking, you know, just say hi. I mean, you can say it.
Hola.
We want to put Tina, Mirna, you know, like, you know what her is, you know, that bring that Spanish, and then I go through the English, and you know what, we respect the people that I have a passions, paciencia, mm-hmm. Tina, you know, with us, you know, we come in here with our flavor and with our music, and we are so happy that they let us go in, you know, on this segment.
Yes. Music with a message. That's a great way of putting it, because it's the universal language. And Even if you don't understand Spanish, the word is still there, really, because the Holy Spirit pushes it in the direction where you can grasp it, just because you love and engage in the music.
Eso es. And Pastora Mirna, Pastor Mirna, she has a new church. She's developing a new baby, 4 months old. It's four months. Man, how is that church at that age? ¿Cómo es esa edad?
Crying. It's a baby. Es una bebé en este momento. Nuestra iglesia está comenzando, pero estamos comenzando bien. I think we're good. We're doing good right now. Because we have the passion for Christ. And we're there with the family. With the family, we're starting this church, and we're so focused on what God is calling us to do. And we have leaders already for young people and for adult people with, you know, some problems with addictions and all that. We have the service on Friday night.
I heard that, and then later we want to talk about it, you know, because I heard about your ministry that are doing something, you know, for people that go on addictions, and you already set up something to help, and this is something that you want to share with our audience that is hearing us right now. So why we don't make a stop right now and let's go and enjoy this music that I know they're going to bless you. So thank you so much for being with us. This is Cristo de Roca en un nuevo día con su servidora Sara Esquivel.
Por ahí.
for listening to this program, Cristo the Rock. Ya estamos de regreso. We will be back, and I hope that you enjoy it, you know, our music. And thank you. Thank you so much for be with us and for all your emails that you already send us. We have a good report. You know, the people is listening through your computers. You know, in the Metroplex del área, Mirna, área Metroplex Dallas-Fort Worth, es una ciudad bellísima. ¿Y de dónde viene usted, Mirna? Where are you from, you know?
Originalmente, bueno, nosotros vivimos en California por muchos años, más de 25 años en California.
California. Uh-huh. And where California. You from, Mirna? Where are you from?
Yo soy del Salvador.
¿Salvadoreña?
Yes. Del Salvador venimos.
Del Salvador. ¿Y qué impresión me da de lo que es el área? ¿Le ha gustado the Metroplex? Sí. Well, what do you tell me about this?
Me gusta mucho. Creo que es una tierra muy fértil para Cristo.
Uh-huh.
Me gusta mucho. Creo que hay mucha hambre de Dios en esta área. Mucha hambre de Dios. Mucha gente con un corazón abierto para Cristo. Y nosotros estamos aquí ubicados en esta área celebrando que Dios nos dio la oportunidad de movernos y comenzar aquí este ministerio.
California, you know, it's hard. You know, people that live in California, they have a kind of the style to live in over there. What is the style to live in California? You are over 20 years. What is it? It's hard.
Very different.
Why?
Very different. Very, yeah, very
what? The life going so fast? Or,
yes.
Or ¿Cómo me puede decir?
When many things are, you know, life is totally different. There is a lot of things that we still miss right now. Pero estamos muy enfocados en el ministerio y la vida es diferente porque Texas es un poquito más suave, más despacio la vida.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
My goodness.
Yes.
Definitivo.
Sí. Definitivo.
Oh my God. Well, for us, you know, okay, over 20 years living on the city, what is the, I think, number one on the Hispanic population, you know, California. Mm-hmm. I think it's the number one. So that's, I mean, I was in there like only like twice, and I don't have the sense, you know, to what you tell us. But Mirna, ¿qué te movió a venir acá? Well, what did move you? What is your vision to come to this Metroplex?
Okay, originalmente, tengo tres hijas, mis tres hijas están casadas, y hubo un momento en el que consideramos que el plan de Dios ya estaba en esto, porque mi esposo y yo siempre estábamos envueltos en la obra de Dios trabajando allá, y las muchachas decidieron buscar un lugar donde vivir con un poquito de más extensión y también donde hubiera una vida un poco más tranquila para comenzar a crear su familia.
All family moves from California to here.
Yes, my three daughters, they live here already. They are married and they start their family right now. So we are happy here and we are all together serving the Lord over here. That was the reason.
Why you are doing this movement.
Exactly.
Iglesia Cristiana de Restauración. ¿Y sabe qué, Mirna? Do you know what? My ministry that involve ladies, and that's why how we find us each and all. You find us, our ministry, through the radio.
Yes,
that I'm correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I will go driving to my work in the morning.
Radio is good.
Oh, yes,
it's a kind of connection. So what you're doing that
exactly.
time?
Well, I was driving and I was trying to find something, you know, Christian to hear every morning to feel my life in the morning, you know, to with the presence of the Lord. And I was driving and I hear you there and something, you know, touched my heart and I start hearing you every morning at the same time. And one day I hear you saying something that, I don't know, I was new in this area and I was looking for, you know, for people with who can I connect with the same vision and same passion, and I hear that on you. So I decided to call you that same day when I came back from my work to home, and I write your the number, you gave the telephone number, and
that's what. And Mirna, that's true. The people on the radio, sometimes we need like calm down and talk like slow, because we don't give chance to the people to, you know, the way to find. That's true or not?
Yeah.
So thank you. You know, and right now I wanna repeat or telling you again where how you can find us. If you log in and CristoTheRock.com, you can find, you know, what we are doing it for the Lord Ministerio Un Día Un Nuevo Día, the ministry of Un Nuevo Día, you know, under the Cristo the Rock. Do you know what I'm like? I was listening it a little bit about my ministry and how to hook under this movement, you know, the Cristo the Rock. And I find something, hay algo, and this is very interesting, you know, because I can say like Cristo the Rock, you know, en un nuevo día, you know, because do you know what? Un nuevo día, a new day, is every time when somebody listen, you know, about the good news, about gospel or whatever, it's a new day. So I'm so glad, you know, that I finally find the phrase or whatever you call Cristo the Rock en un nuevo día. How they sound? How they sound, Tina? Do you like how they sound? Like,
I think it's really fitting, and especially since we're starting a new day with Sunday morning here. From 12 until 1 a.m., so it's very fitting. Well, he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Look
so
what he just did.
So Cristo the Rock, there is. And usted nos escucha todos los sábados, cada fin de semana, a partir de las 9 de la noche y hasta la 1 de la mañana. Remember, yes, diga la palabra, you know, invite a otros para que nos sintonicen aquí en esta programación en KWRD 100.7 FM. Cristo the Rock en el aire. Cristo the Rock en el aire. En Mirna, Iglesia Cristiana de Restauración. You know, we are new, like starting a new church. You know, we are more connected with the vision. You know, my church is only like 2 months old. You know, and yours is four. You know, I'm on the ministry for all my life, but it's something new for me, you know, with this new church, Semilla de Esperanza. But that's why I connect you. You know, it's so many people with dreams, and on our way through here, you tell me about the dreams that you have and how you are a little bit scared. Estabas de miedo de hacer cambios, you know, changes. Do you know that changes all the time, sometimes they bring friction?
Yes.
Cambios traen fricción.
Yes.
¿Cuál era ese miedo que tenías, Mirna? ¿Cómo es? Si le pudieras explicar, hay gente que necesita conectarse contigo y conmigo.
Amén. Yo podría decir en este momento que tal vez el temor más grande que uno tiene es de dejar la rutina que uno está haciendo.
The routine. Mm-hmm. Live the routine. It's hard. It's hard.
It's hard. Uh-huh. When you have a family and you are used to, you know, to have a routine, you know, mm-hmm. the Sundays and during the week, doing your own things, and going to church, assisting the church, but not really, attending the ministry.
Uh-huh.
Is really different. And en mi caso, el temor más grande era que el comienzo. ¿Cómo vamos a comenzar? How are we going to start? You know, when God is calling you to do something, sometimes He requires for you to you know, to let go some of the things you like or your comfort zone.
And that's what we are talking, you know, this on the way here. Say like, I don't want it. I don't want to stop, you know, doing what I'm doing it right now because it's very, it's a zona. Inconfortable.
Right, exactly. But your comfort zone.
Yeah,
exactly.
te está saliendo eso. Fuera. Y para nadie es agradable, you know, salirse de la zona de confort, because siempre estamos buscando estar cómodos, you know. That's so nice to have somebody else doing it, you know, just go and sit down in a place and listen to the word of God. But when you have to respond to the call and says, hey, here I am, I hear something, you know, one time this it's a comedy, like a comedy book, and I saw a picture and I saw somebody behind the benches, abajo de las bancas, y luego allí allí decía, es tiempo de confrontar, you know, y estaban hablando acerca de dinero, y alguien que cuando pasaba la ofrenda se escondía abajo porque le daba dolor dar, y le preguntaba al que estaba arriba, you know, hey, did they already pass on, you know, ya pasaron, you know, that I can go, ya me puedo salir, ya me puedo sentar, you know, and sometimes, Mirna, we are in that kind of situation,
sí.
¿Sí?
Sí. Definitivamente.
Es a veces no queremos soltar, no queremos dar, you know, porque eso es lo que más duele. Pero ahorita mismo estamos tocando, I know we are talking with people that maybe they live this same situation like you and me living, and they try to make a decision, and right now they are struggling.
Están con estragos para dejar su situación confortable.
Ajá, sí. Entonces no podemos hablar mucho tú y yo en este caso because we are living the same situation. But you know what? It's nice to find somebody. I was praying and asking to the Lord, please send me people that can understand me. You know, that we can go together, because you know what, when you have a big sister or small sisters, and then you have a baby, it's like nobody wants to hook with the new baby. You know, everybody has the own levels, you know, sus propios niveles. And I say, God, you know what, I have a new baby. My baby is a 2 months old. I'm talking about my church, my ministry. And I says, please hook me with people, with babies like me, because if they cry, we are okay. ¿Verdad?
Sí.
Estamos conectadas. Sí, sí. Entonces quisiéramos saber toda si hay alguna persona. Is somebody else right now that is raising up a new ministry? Let's say ministry on ladies, on churches, and whatever. And do you like to be close to us? And maybe we all together we come more accomplished. You know, the word of God. See. I don't know if I'm explained enough, you know, but everybody needs somebody to help, you know. It's like a team. I'm so glad because it's, less I can say, you know, on radio, it's the first time en radio, la primera vez que yo estoy trabajando con teams, you know. We're working with teams and people, but really, this is the first time when Sara Esquivel, you know, is working really with a team. And do you know what? It's very uncomfortable. But it's uncomfortable because you're not usually, you know, do it. You know, for me, I'm a while, you know, sola. But you know what? It's so beautiful. The sense of a team is the most safe when you come down and see around you. And I know there is people right now that listen to us that they are in the same situation. They don't wanna let go his selfish, se dice, la soledad, you know, y es necesario. Es necesario. Pero bueno, usted está escuchando, remember, Mirna, they are listening to this Cristo the Rock, this program that is new on the area of the Metroplex. And I know I'm conscious, like so many people, you know, yes, maybe just turn it on the radio right now, and they're going to try to find, hey, what's going on? ¿Qué pasó? ¿Qué hay ahí? ¿Qué pasó, verdad?
Do you know that the website right now is getting 127,000 hits a month?
Oh my goodness. Do you see? Mirna, ¿puedes imaginar? It's a beautiful, you know.
Yeah.
¿A dónde están ustedes? Where are you? Because we're fixing to go to a little break of music, you know. Okay. I think people is going to, you know, kind of hear, you know, like right now. I want to... stay wake up, you know, and join us that on this. But tell me a little bit, where are you? Where the people can find you?
Estamos en el 940 de la North Beltline, del norte de la Beltline. Estamos allí y es la suite 143.
Estamos suite 143.
The Beltline. 940, North Beltline. Y la suite es 143. Y estamos... estamos viniendo, si viene del norte y viene del lado de Hearst o de
Ford. You are on the metro, little metroplex they call HEV. There's Hewless, Bedford, and what is another one? What is another word?
It's Julius Bedford and Hearst.
And Hearst. So, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So you can give us the phone number, and then I will repeat it. And some people, you know, like they're going to reach us through our page, but you can say the phone number that people can find you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Tengo dos números de teléfono.
Yes, go ahead. Dos números.
Two numbers. Uh-huh. Yeah, people can reach us. It's 817-672-5002.
Okay, again.
Okay, el otro teléfono es, voy a decirlo en español, el 817-627-5002, ese okay. es un teléfono, y el otro es 817-683-7359, en inglés 817-683-7359.
Okay, you're doing so good, Mirna. And you know what?
Gracias.
Thank you for you know, come and be this show, you know, a part of Cristo the Rock and the people that has listened to us. I'm so glad they're having to you here, okay? So
gracias.
We have a band ready, you know, and music with message, and this song is going to bless the lives of the people that are listening right now at 100.7 FM. So, gracias por estar con nosotros. Este es su programa Cristo the Rock en un nuevo día con su servidora Sara Esquivel. Regresamos. Quédate con nosotros. Stay there. We want to come back and kind of 2-3 minutes.
Amen.